Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 26th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's time in office as he approaches 100 days in the presidential seat.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com. Thanks for joining us once again. We are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's achievements so far since taking over from former President Robert Mugabe.
President Mnangagwa will reach 100 days in office within the next few days amid claims that he has been a listening president. He claims that he has so far passed a responsible budget, scaled back the Indianization Act, facilitated greater use of plastic money, tackled corruption, and rebuilt international relations.
He also claims in a video posted on his Facebook page that he has mandated all senior state officials to declare assets, secured $3 billion investment commitments, pressed for the return of money stashed in offshore accounts, and several issues.
Mnangagwa says there is need to be realistic as it takes more than 100 days to resuscitate an economy. According to Mnangagwa, real change takes time. The Zimbabwean economy is currently in the doldrums.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. Yebohambe mahlabe zulu lingalithola njani lapha likhona thina lapha ke siyaphila. Lamhla ke sikhangela ngesikhathi uEmmerson Mnangagwa yena umongameli weZimbabwe osezayenelisa amalanga alikhulu 100 days. Akukafiki kodwa siyafika khonapho ke. Yena ukukhuluma kakhe uthi kuningi asekwenzile. Uthi okunye kwangkhona usedinga imali $3 billion ukuthi kuthuthukiswe umnotho weZimbabwe. Okunye njalo uthi usecele bonke abaphathi intambo bakahulumende ukuthi batsho ukuthi umuntu lo muntu ulani ezenotho zakhe. Kuphinde njalo uthi sowathi abantu babisa imali yatshontshwayo kwele Zimbabwe. Sothi nxa ungenziwanga khonokho kungani kuyahlupha. Ngaphandle kwalokho uthi ibhajethi ayenzayo yalumnyaka ibhajethi leyi eyabantu. Kuzobuya njalo lokuthi-ke kumbiswa abantu abaningi sebesebenzisa lokuthiwa yi-plastic money. Phela lapha sikhuluma ngamakhadi into ezinjalo. Aphinde akhulume futhi ukuthi balwisana lokungethembeki, i-corruption. Njalo-ke lokuthi sebezama ukuthi balungise ubudlelwano labanye amazwe. Singazikwanti ukuthi okunye uthini umnanga khona.
President vari kuzorova pachifuwa sikuru nekuti vari kuti zvavari kusvitsa mazuva zana vari muhurumende pane zvinhu zvavadoita zvakawanda zvakabudirira vanoti ivo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvavari kutaura kugadzirisa kudyidzana kweZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika vanotizve chimwe chavakaita ndechokuti makurukota avo ataure pachena vasati vatangidza basa kuti upfumi hwavo hwakamira sei uyezve vanofara nenyaya yavakaita yokuti yokuregerera vanhu kuvapa mazuva mwedzi mitatu yokuti vadzose mari dzavakanga vabudisa munyika zvisina kuti twasa saka vanofara nazvo izvozvo vanotizve ivo ndipresidendi usingadi zvouori nyaya yehuori vari kurwa nayo sokutaura kwavanoita ndo chimwe chezvinhu chavanozvirumbidza nacho ichocho vanotizve nenyaya dzemari kuti nyaya dzemari dzava kuita nani saka vanotarisira kuti zvichafamba zvakanaka vano taura zvine nyaya ye budget regore rino kuti yakabvisa kutambiswa kwemari pazvinhu zvisina musoro. Saka ivo vanozviti vanotonga nokuteerera, vanoda kunzwa zvinotaurwa navanhu, vachiteerera zvinotaurwa navanhu, vachipindura zvunhu zvese zviri zvanga zvichinetsa mazuva asaya. Saka ndopa zvakamira papa Dube, tisukuzirwa kuti zvinhu izvi kunongwa kutaura chete here kana kuti zvakaitika zviri kuitika.
So I'm told we've got a guest already, but before we go to that guest, I guess Blessing Zulu spoke to Superman Dwanzira. Superman Dwanzira is the technology minister of Zimbabwe. He has been in government for a couple of years now. Now we're trying to get him to speak here in terms of what you know, he has achieved as a minister and what the government has so far achieved. So maybe while we're looking for that, we can talk to our first guest. That is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. He is a political analyst based at Huddersfield University. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So far, so good, Mr. Mnangagwa. He has been in office for a couple of months now, so he hasn't achieved, he hasn't actually gone to the 100th kind of day. So, but what has he achieved so far, Dr. Sibanda?
Well, I think clearly President Mnangagwa hasn't achieved much. He has made proclamations, and what we have seen in terms of real things happening on the ground is that prices have gone up. The economy seems to have tightened since former President Mugabe left office. We seem to have seen recently that the tough and sort of forceful hand of the police remains to be that strong. We see with the murders in Harare and the violence at the National University of Science and Technology today that the president, that Zimbabwe hasn't changed much. And I think it is dawning on a lot of Zimbabweans that things have only gotten slightly worse for the majority of our people.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sibanda. I think we've got our second guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. He's an MP for Pelindaba Mpopoma. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening, Baba. How are you?
No, we're very fine. Before you say anything, you know, we talked to Superman Dwanzira. Want to hear what he told Blessing Zulu in an interview today. Just hold on there, Mr. Chuma. We're coming back to you.
Okay.
So let's hear the interview that was done by Blessing Zulu. You know, he talked to Superman Dwanzira, the technology minister.
Well, it's not what we are expected to do, but it is what we must do. What we are working on is a rapid expansion of network coverage across the country. We have many parts of the country that still don't have mobile network coverage, and we are trying to make sure that all areas are covered. We're working on a couple of structures that will see us building at least 100 to 150 mobile phone towers in many parts of the country, particularly in unserved or underserved areas. We're also expanding our rollout of community information centers, and all these are very useful, not only in improving communications, but also in making sure that new modes of payment like digital payments, mobile payments are expanded. You cannot have mobile payments in an area where there's no network coverage. So we hope that some of these initiatives will assist the community have a better life, particularly assisting the shortages of cash in terms of transacting, and more importantly, in communicating with the rest of the world.
But do you have the resources to ensure that you meet your goals within the 100 days?
We don't specifically have resources from government, but what we are doing is promoting triple P's, public-private partnerships, where we can identify Zimbabwean companies or investors outside of our country that have the resources to build these towers, and then we guarantee that these towers will be rented by operators who are in the country. As you are aware, we have enacted infrastructure sharing regulations that allow for any infrastructure that is built to be shared by all the operators. So the investors will benefit by receiving a rental for an agreed period from the local networks. So we're looking for those kind of partnerships, but we are also looking at the related resources we get from government to see how we can stretch those in order to allow for the investments that I've spoken about.
That is Mr. Supa Mandwanzira, the technology minister, speaking with Blessing Zulu of Studio 7. Lapha kade ucho ke umnumzana Supa Mandwanzira ukuthi bazama ukuthi bayenze kube lokho ukuthi ayi mobile payments. Kuna kukhulunywa umnanga ukuthi amakhadi amaningi sesebenza lapha lapha kwa Zimbabwe. So bayafuna ukuthi kube khona kube kunenge. Ukuthi lokho ke kuncedisa abantu ukuthi bangahlupheki kakhulu ngezemali. Ukuthi betshona bedingana le cash, ukuthi uyadinga amadola lapha, udinga amarandi lapha, udinga lokhu lalokhu. Phinde khuluma ngokuthi bayenza lokho ukuthiwa yi-public-private partnerships. Lokho ukuthi-ke uyinkampani uyasebenza lo hulumende, hulumende asebenze lawe. Udinge labanye libe baningi selisebenza ukuthi lilungise lokuthiwa yi-infrastructure. So ukuthi khonokho kuyanceda kakhulu ukuthi ama-investors afika nje serenta kuphela. Baba Wandi, kungani kunjalo?
Ya ndivamandwanzira vanga vachitaurapo vari kuti ivo hurumende yavo iri kurwa nekugadzirisa nyaya dzekushandisa macellphone kubatsira zvikuru sei panyaya dzemari iri kushayika kuitira kuti vanhu vakwanise kushandisa yavanoti electronic money. Vari kuti pari zvino vakatarisira kuti vangaita matowers aya ama cellphone anoita pakati pezana nezana nemakumi mashanu kuitira kuti zvibatsire vanhu vari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana munyika kuti vakwanise kushandisa macellphone avo kuti vakwanise kushandisawo electronic money. Saka ndochimwe chinhu chavanotaura chavanotarisira kuti vari kurwa nacho kuti chibudirire munyika pari zvino.
So we've got our second guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. Maybe we can pose a question to him about Nangagwa's term so far so good.
Yes. Vachuma, takusitsa mazuva zana ava Mnangagwa varimu mutungamiriri. Pane zvinhu zvese zvabataura izvi, munoona sei? Munoona kuti vakabudirira here? Vakaita zvinhu zvese izvi here? Kana kuti munoona sungoti kungotaura chete kwemunhu ari pachinzvimbo chinofanira kuti chisimudzirwe nokutaura zvimwe zvisati zvaitika?
Well, chekutanga tinofanirwa kuita appreciate kuti kuputsa imba kunogona kutora zuva rimwe chete. Asi tikati ivake haungatomboipedza nezuva rimwe chete.
Chokwadi.
Saka pa-100 days apa dzaita ugama mazuva ataita kuti tione kuti zvatanga here uyezve kana zvatanga zvakanangepi. And inini nemaonero angu ndichitaura especially kuno kurindini kwangu kwandiri kumadhoreni kubhulwayo ndikuona kunge 100 days yavakataura ya nezvisungirwa zvakaa zvaiswa nawo zvakutanga kuoneka manje kuti apo kwakufamba apo kwane upenyu apo because ukarangarira kuno kubhurwayo taigara tizikana sedhorobha rangari riri industrial asi dhorobha redu kumaindastrio kwakwazara vatendi chete vega oga kusina mabasa kwakwazara minamato yoga yoga. Saka ini ndodaira kuti minamato iyi yakazosvikaona mari ikanzvikwa nekuti takutanga kuona manje mafektari akutanga kuvhura vanhu vakutanga kudaidzwa kumabasa ndo zvinhu zvataigara takatarisira kuno kudhorobha because takasiyana nevekumusha vanopiwa minda vakarima isusu kuno toda kupiwa mabasa kuti vanhu vashande. Saka tikutanga kuzoona NRZ yatanga kutora tora takaona Melin mavhiki akapera ichitora tikaona Acha Clothing uko ichitora right now tiri kuona futi partnership yeCSC neNASA vakutogadzira kuda kutotora. Saka izvo zviya zvinototipawo hope kuti zvinenge izvinhu zvakuda kuita sei zvaudawa nebundudzo because ndozvatotarisira isu kuno kudunhu rino rekumadhoreni kubhulwayo kuti tiwane mabasa. Saka zvakutanga kujeka manje kuti pane mutsauko uripo apa.
Ehe. Yes. Tinotenda chaizvo honorable Chuma. Vachuma vari kutaura kuti zvakutanga kuoneka.
Maybe in English, because we were talking in Shona.
Okay. He is saying that it's becoming clearer and clearer now that change is taking place. He talks about the NRZ, which has started hiring. He talks about factories that were closed, that are opening. Gives the example of Melin and Archer, that they are opening, and some companies are already have already started to hire people. So he says that there is clear evidence on the ground that in the last few days, in the last 100 days or so, the change has been is being implemented, and the results are becoming clearer and clearer. Yes.
Dr. Sbanda, I hope you are listening to what Honorable Chuma is saying. So is it possible that in such a short time you can have such kind of change?
Firstly, I think we have to note that these changes that supposedly are taking place and change are cosmetic, in the sense that you haven't had massive capital investment coming into the country. What you've had is a transfer of government assets into private usage. And that every time you invite somebody in the private sector to sort of use public infrastructure, they are going to do that. The problem with that is they are simply depleting the infrastructure. So it doesn't, that shouldn't be seen as a step forward. It is in fact a step backwards, in the sense that this infrastructure doesn't seem to be guaranteed in the long term, and it has not itself been improved. So there hasn't been an investment there. And if you're talking in economic terms, you must talk about some value in terms of economic investment, in terms of capital injection into the economy, and that has not happened. To find a few friends who will then go into the NRZ and say, we will use the infrastructure that's existing, and then say, well, because somebody's agreed to run this show here, it means that we're progressing. I think that's shortchanging the people of Zimbabwe and taking them for, if you like, people who are unable to see the truth for what it is.
Ngasa sikhangela baba Sibanda, singase sikhangela sibili sikuhluza ngesindebele. Ubona zani uMelini lamhle ngavula kuzobuya le NRZ ivule njengoba sekungena umnangagwa. Yikhonoko kumbeke abantu lapha abakhangela idayiza nje.
Hayi, abantu bakhangela idayiza njengoba utsho, ngoba phela uyabona ukuthi ukuvula kwe-NRZ lokho kutshiwoyo ayisikho ukuthi kuthiwa khona ikhona imali entsha esingenileyo. Okusekwenzakele ukuthi bacelele bancengana labanye abathize ukuthi basebenzise impahla ekade ngakahulumende, kodwa ibisisetshenziswa ngendlela yokuthi isesandleni somuntu nje kuphela. Khonokho ye kwenza ukuthi ishop ivulwe phela, ungathi hayi uyizosebenzisa ishop yami omunye umuntu uzabuya ayisebenzise. Kodwa udubo olukhona yikuthi ishop liyani yabe ifuna ukwala lokhu isakhiwa, iyabe ifuna ukwala lokhu ifaka amawindo, lento ezifana lazenezo esingaziboniyo ukuthi zithenjisiwe yini njalo zizaphumelela. Ngaleyo ndlela angiboni ukuthi ikhona impumela esisuke yaba khona, ngoba kukabi le mali engenileyo kumkhono weZimbabwe.
Sawa kakhulu ke singaziyo Mr. Wande. You know, Mr. Dr. Sbanda is saying he is doubting really that what Mr. The Honorable Chuma is seeing happening in Bulawayo is not the truth. So maybe you can ask Mr. Chuma some question there.
Mr. Chuma, manzwa zvataura vabona na Dr. Sbanda nenyaya iye kuti zvese zvamuri kutaura zviri kuti tasekuti zviri kuchinja mu area yakaita seBulawayo zvinongwa zvapamusoro, asi pasi apa hapana chinotsigira, nokuti vanoti hakuna vanhu vavuisa mari inobva kunze kuzoita investment kuti mabasa arambe achibuda, makambani anyatsosimba achitangidza zvekare. Saka imwe munoti chinyi nemashoko ataurwa na Dr. Sbanda?
Well, I'm not sure if my good doctor followed up clearly. Yeah, NRZ. Because the Karadai Akaite Zera, atazva kuti kwakapinda tender processing tender ikazowiniwa netransnet paakaisawo $400 million saka akati iye hakuna mari akaiswa kuri kushandiswa the old infrastructure of NRZ. And yet, just last week, Abba, Monsieur Wednesday, Takaida Kuno Commissioner President, new wagons and trains that were coming from South Africa. Takaano Ajiti is raised no rechi. One thing that I would want us to run away from as a people is to always be prophets of doom. Because the economy of Zimbabwe, I see ZANU-PF without the MDC, never another Zimbabwe. So at times, let us get a bit of positive energy. Because the economy is going to be a Zimbabwe, whether it's ZANU-PF or the MDC. But if you have a chance to do it, you have to do it politically. You have to do it ZANU-PF, you have to do it MDC, and so forth. Upon achieve from such an outlook, let's remove these political jackets. King of Fekaoma developmental jackets. Don't go to Tiwake, Michelle, don't go to Tiwake Zimbabwe.
Ndinotenda chaizvo asi tisati taenda dure ndangachida kudzosa Dr. Swanda just for a few minutes. Dr. Swanda, manzwa zvataura vanoona na Honorable Juma kuda pamwe inini handina kunyatsotsanangura zvamama taura imimi asi munogona kupindura here in just a few words zvataurwa na Honorable Juma
kutivo pane mari akapinda inoita kunga 10 million ichipinda ku NRZ ndo mareports akaitwa iwayo ne state media asi hapana zvatatavona zvavakiwa nemari iyoyo zviri kuuya nemari iyoyo saka tinozoona yasvika kakuti yakasvika here nekuti taka Zimbabwe government yava Munangagwa yakambowana 2 billion kubva kuChina twice saka tichida kuzoona kana zvaitika and zviri kutora nguva yakarebesa saka ngavarege kutaura vatange kuita chero zviri izvozvo hazvo 400 million in mumazuva anoita kunga 100 imari shoma zvikurusa pa economy yeZimbabwe yakakura kudai
yes konapo ke sicela ubambe konapo ungaikachana for those people who have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 live talk we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's term in office so far. There are certain issues that he has raised that he says, you know, he has achieved since he displaced President Robert Mugabe from power. One of those things is him as being a listening president. And he says he's governing by dialogue and time for action is right now. And he says that he actually passed what is called a bold and responsible budget, which cut some huge swathes of West. I don't know whether that happened. And he claims also that he scaled back the indigenization law in order to open the Zimbabwe economy to investment. Apart from that, according to President Mnangagwa, he cut excise duty on petrol and small banks to facilitate the kind of transfers of small amounts of money from one bank to the other. So apart from that, you still remember Zimbabweans, the three-month amnesty for Zimbabweans who actually looted funds to return those funds from offshore accounts. Apart from that, si funuko zuguti linalitini ngakonoku kurinywayo. So we are happy that Blessing Zulu also interviewed the Justice Minister, and that is Honorable Ziyambi. Let's hear what Ziyambi said about the Justice Department and other issues.
My ministry, as you might be aware, it's a social services ministry, and it's under the social services cluster. And basically, we look into issues of rule of law, ease of doing business, and issues of ensuring that justice is done according to the law. So in the 100-day plan, what we plan to do within these 100 days is to look into laws that govern how companies are enacted, the Companies Act. We want to overhaul it and bring into Parliament a Companies Bill that will enhance the ease of doing business. That is one of the priority areas that we have, because we notice that all the other ministries, insofar as their strategies are to be enhanced, they need the companies built to enhance the business that they will be doing. So we'll do that in support of that. Secondly, what we are going to do is we're going to ensure that the electronic deeds registry is functional and efficient. This will help in the ease of doing business in two ways. Firstly, the manual system that is being used now is prone to corruption. People will be denied the information that they want, and they will end up bribing someone. If our electronic search system is launched and is efficient, you just search for the information that you need, even in Washington, and you get the information that you want. And it will give you the direction as to how you can proceed in terms of business. We need to upload all the deeds, all the encumbrances on the title deeds, so that anyone who wants to do business can easily see that that title deeds has got a caveat on it and will act from an informed position.
There are also concerns about the conditions of the prisons, Honorable Ziyambi. What are you doing about it in these 100 days?
Oh, yes, that one, what we have proposed, I'd left it out because we need the indulgence of His Excellency. What we are proposing in terms of the prison, the long term is we want to open an open prison in Marondera for females. But at the moment, we're going to write to His Excellency to say that, Your Excellency, you just came into power. Can you pardon some of the criminals so that we reduce the prison overload?
That is Honorable Ziyambi Ziyambi speaking with Studio 7, is Blessing Zulu. So, akhuluma ngakho ke ukuthi 100 days lezi zikhangelelweyo ukuthi zibe khona bafuna ukuguqula iCompanies Act, ukuthi bayitshintshe sibe lokunye okumangalisayo ukwenzela ukuthi kube lalokho okuthiwa i-ease of doing business kwele Zimbabwe. Lokho kuyakwenza ukuthi abantu benelise ukuyavula ama-factory nxa uvela ngangapha kwele Melika, kumbe uvela eBhilitani, kumbe kwamanye amazwe, kumbe uyisizalwane seZimbabwe wenelise ukuvula i-business yakho ngesiphangiphangi. Kuzobuya-ke i-deeds office, ukuthi-ke e-deeds office kumele kube lalokho okuthiwa i-electronic register. Lokhu-ke i-register yokuthi nxa uvula ukuthi inkampani ka-Gibbs ime njani, ubona u-director lani, uyathi usemelika uphonge ukutobeza nje uphonthi tshu suvula khonapana sukhangela-ke lokhu lalokhu. Uthi njalo bakhangela into benzela okuthiwa ngama-open prisons. Open prison ukuthi nxa ungabotshwa uyehlala kwenye indawo nje, uhlala ungani usemzini wakho kodwa ungekho emzini wakho ubotshiwe. So yikho okunye baba kwande abangani bakwenza khonokho.
Ndo zvimwe zvavari kuda kuita izvi. Handisi kuziva hangu kuti zvinobatsira zvikuru sei panyaya yekumajeri yemaopen prison kuti ipriority here, chinhu chatinochemera zvikurukuru here, asi kupindudza zvinhu zvagara zviripo, saka tinongozvitarisirawo kuti kuda pamwe zvingauya zvikatibatsira. Chandabata icho ndechemaregistry, chiri electronic registry yavataura. Izvo zvinobatsira chose nekuti iko zvinezvi nyamwe kanti muinde paindaneti kuti mutsvage information ishomanana inoshayika chose. Kana vakakwanisa kudaro kuda zvingabatsirazve kuna vanhu vanoda kutanga kuita mabhizinisi navamwe vose vanenge vachida kuonawo kuti mamiriro ekaita mabhizinisi muzimbabwe akamira sei. So let's hope that this but as you can see, it's a promise. They are working on this. They want to do this. It hasn't been done yet.
We thank Blessing Zulu for providing those two interviews. Very insightful. Usibuyele ke kubaba uChuma. Baba Chuma, uyezwa lapha ke uZiyambi Ziyambi ukhuluma ngokuthi iCompanies Act kumele iguqulwe ukuze ukuthi abantu bayenelise ukuvula amabhizinisi ngesiphangiphangi. Kuzobuya njalo lakhona ukuthi i-corruption kumbe layo bayikhangela yini. Kasangani uyakuqamba khonoku wama-corruption courts. Akupho ukuthi ngamafitshani ke utsho ukuthi wena ubona njani nakhonoku okhulunywa nguZiyambi Ziyambi.
Well, uqinisile kakhulu uminister uZiyambi Ziyambi. Akunanto efrustratayo edinayo njengokuthi wena unemali yakho ufuna ukufaka imali yakho endaweni kodwa usuthwala nzima ukuthi uzofaka imali yakho. Yet ama-options baningi. Ungagcina ukhaukuthi hayi ngcono ngiyiziyele kumbe eMozambique kumbe ngiye eZambia kumbe ngiye ngaphi ngaphi. Usuka uqina usuhambe le mali yana esiyidingayo kakhulu njengelizwe iZimbabwe sifuna i-FDI, i-foreign direct investment. So ngibona ngathi inyathelo lelalithathayo elokuthi kulungiswe i-act leyo indele and yabona mela lapho xa bebuya la ke parliament asuze sure sichithe isikadi siya kupasa masinya ngoba vele sifuna ukuthi abantu bengathwali izinto ngoba even abantu bakithi khona manje ngoba omunye wathi lapho ofuna ukuvulela ibusiness engisiza seZimbabwe akona ngathwala izinto ucela ukuthi uhamba kuleya office ubazola no office sujikela kuleya senza like ibhora lokhu khathwa round and round and so into esingayithakazela kakhulu njalo naleyo futhi ekufaka izinto emchineni okwezinto zibe i-everything mbona ngathi into enhle kakhulu ngoba njengoba abuye ejiwe ngaphambilini nxa usemelika ungadumeza ibhatani subona konke okufunayo kuyenza into yonke ibe lula njalo kuzavimbela labo abanye abantu abathi ngapha uyabe lendlu uyibambise isikweledi ngapha sefuna uyibambisa kangani eyibambise izi-1 isikweledi ka-3 wena uzucele lawo usudlile ufuna ukapha imali yakho so konke lokhu kuzanceda yinto kumele ziyenze mamathuphanyana singizilungise masinya ukwenzela ukona ukungena kwabantu bathole into zonke zingoba into yokuqala umuntu engakafaka i-investment yikuvula inkampani so inkampani nxa isivuleka kuhle into zonke zitholakala futhi emitshineni yethu le yamakhompyutha aboni-ke into yonke izaba lula
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke igolide ugolide lapha akukhulumayo ukuthi bazama ngamandla wonke ukuthi bayenze ukuthi konke kulungiswe kuhle ikakhulu kwe-companies act ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna ukuvula ikampani ayenze-ke ngokubalulekileyo siyaxolisa njalo kulabo abangamzwayo uchuma ekhuluma khonapho isawundi yethu ungazani ilombi jana kodwa siyazama ukuthi siyilungise kathesi siyabe siswaka nje isando khokho iyabe silungile kathesi isawundi lingathuki kangako uphinda akhulume futhi ngokuthi khonokho e-electronic lakho kulungile ukuthi kulungiswe so ke singaya kubaba usibanda Mr. Wande and then try to maybe make a follow-up question on what Mr. Ziyambi was talking about.
Yeah, ndoda kuzokela futhi kuna Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, pane zvataurwa navaZiyambi, pane zvamunoona here zvine musoro kana kuti zvamunoona kuti hazvina nebasa rese. I would like you kuti mute respond kune zvataurwa navaZiyambi.
Mbane kuti vanoda kuti vaite kuti zvirerukire vanhu uye zvisaite huori ndinofunga kuti inyaya yakanaka zvikurusa nyaya yavataurazve yekuti vanoda kuti kuvhura mabhizinisi muzimbabwe kusanetse ndinofunga kuti inyaya yatinogona kugamuchira kasi zvanetsa pane zvavataura ndezvekuti mubvunzo wanga uri wekuti hurumende yavo yaitei pamazuva apfuura aya tichisvika pa100 days ivo vari kutaura zvavari kufunga kuzoita kubva pano havana kunyatsobudira pachena kuti pese apa vanga vachiitei vanga vasipo here vari kutanga kuita mapulani nhasi pasara mazuva mashomanene kuti 100 days dzisvike ndavonazve kuti pakutaura kwavo minister wejustice vatadza kuti vativudze nyaya dziri kushungurudza vanhu vemuzimbabwe vakawandisa dzatirikungonzwa dzichitaurwa mazuva ese dzejustice dzekuti vanhu vari kusungwa vanhu vari kuurayiwa nemapurisa masoja airova vanhu zvekuti mazuva apfuura aya mumastreets umu nhasi kutaura kuno mastudent panational university of science and technology arohwa zvekuti vana vaya vanga vakagara pasi zvichemo zvavo zvanga zviri zvichemo zviri pachena zvekuti takabhadhara tuition fees takabhadhara fees yekudzidza paunivhesiti pano pemwedzi wese mwedzi wapera hatisi kudzidza tiri kushaya kuti maticha edu aripi saka gadzirisai seyunivhesiti nehurumende nyaya yekuti tidzokere muzvidzidzo vana vaya vanga vachimba vakagara pasi tikaona hurumende ichiuya nemota hombe chaizvo vachidigwa mvura dzinogwadza zvikurusa nemapurisa achipinda munzvimbo dzavanogara vachirohwa vaZiyambi ngavataure kuti pa100 days chavagona kunyatsogadzira vasati vagadzira marod imotikari dzekurova vana here nekugadzira pfuti dzekupfuura vanhu muHarare umu ndofunga kuti iyoyo inyaya yejustice iri kunetsa vanhu vakawandisa muzimbabwe
tinotenda Dr. Sibanda Dr. Sibanda, you know, appreciates what Mr. Ziyambe said,
mm-hmm.
but he says that his question still remains unanswered. What has the government done so far?
Mm.
He says that has not been answered. And he also says that the minister failed to explain why police are still arresting and killing people on the streets in town. He should have addressed that issue and explained to the nation what was going on. Then he also mentioned the issue of the students at NUST, who, he says, paid their school fees, but there are no lecturers, and that it's not being handled properly.
Now, if we go down the list of issues that President Mnangagwa has actually raised as some of his achievements, I've mentioned some of them. Here are some of the issues. He says he has mandated all cabinet ministers to declare assets. Yes, we've heard that, but have they done that? We don't know. Ask questions here when ever go back to Dr. Spanda. And he says he has created dedicated anti-corruption courts in all provinces. Ngesintu sibilibantu uthi ke secile abantu ukuthi laba abasebenza kuhulumende bathi ukuthi umuntu lani ukhuluma ukuthi uphethe ngomlomo phela ukuthi sibone ukuthi impahla yakho inganani. Kuzobuya ke ama anti-corruption courts ukuthi laba abayenza ukufumbathiswa bephoselwe phakathi. So uthi sokulama courts amanengi. Waphinde futhi ukuthi they've clamped down on police roadblocks. Ama roadblocks amapolisa uthi sebawavalisile ngci. Avaliwe kumba avalwanga. Zulu, sicela ukuqinisa khona apha. Avaliwe ama roadblock kumba avalwanga. Phoselani khona apho ke ku Facebook. Don't forget that we are on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona and VOA Indebele. Those are our Facebook pages. So follow us right now and put anything that you want except things that are derogatory. So you can actually comment. That is, those are public spheres. So it's for all of us to actually read and enjoy reading and posting whatever we can. And he says he has rebuilt international relations and brought back, in order to bring back some international investors. We don't know whether these investors are back or not, but according to Mnangagwa, he has also secured $3 billion of investment commitments from some of the biggest companies in the world. Which ones? We ask those questions. Which ones? So maybe he's going to talk about it. Then the free healthcare for vulnerable groups. You still remember when he declared that if you are poor, you can go and uhambe nje ukwelatshwa baba wandi. Unjengam gona.
Yeah.
So what to abantu must be realistic. Like what you said initially when you came here. Be realistic because it says 100 days you can't change a lot of things.
Yeah. Honorable Chuma mentioned this earlier.
Yeah.
When we spoke to him that it takes very little time to bring down a building.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, erecting a building takes much longer. And I think this is what he means, that given the state of the economy when this government took over, it was so much in shambles that it would take a little while longer to rebuild the economy. Yeah.
Now, for Thomson Dana, ku Facebook lapha esindebele, thinking I Baba Dube, ukuthi abantu laba bazikhulumela nje baphongu kuluma bakufisayo kodwa abenzi izenzo phela kungemazwi. So ukuthi akube njalo. Unoma Kabo uthi siyabonga kakhulu ngohlelo lwenu lokuthi yakhuluma isikhiwa lesindebele into ezinjalo. Ugift Moyo uthi yebe lingazokali bafowethu besuze umuntu ophefumula kakhulu asiwazi umbani. Then uThompson njalo uthi thank you Dr. Spanda, uyindoda baba, call me please Dube. Nathi ucingo lwakhe eGoli ngapho asikwazi ukuthi lamhla kumbe kuzala lingwe eGoli vele azingeni inombolo. So ke sizokuthola sithi lo baba lapha ecingweni, silobani ecingweni, sobona mfowethu. Kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi, mina ngiyaphila.
Ye, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma lo Clopas.
Ye, Clopas ukuliphi ilizwe mfowethu?
NgiseBotswana.
Ye, kunjani Botswana?
Ah, khonoko kungatsho lutho.
Ye, akuphoselakho khonapha ngomnangako, umbona njani? Siwangene ehofisini sibe kwasukusela ngolwezi November 24th kuzobuya lamhlanje. Sekwenzeleni wena?
Hayi, mina vele akula nje engayitsho into uMnangagwa eseyenzile engathi kumbeni itshintshile. Akula nto engiyibonilekile ngoba kuyafana noma ungazi ukuthi uye ezibhedlela akula muthi ongayithola ezibhedlela. Kusho ukuthi umuntu ongelamali eZimbabwe vele kunzima ukuthi engaphile ezibhedlela ngoba uma usiye ezibhedlela kufuneka imali. Into zonke vele akula nto okuthiwa uMnangagwa esingathi itshintshile, vele akula ngitsho. Okukhona nje kuphela uMnangagwa abakwanisileyo ukuthi behambe bethatha ama-serial number ngoba yisistos abasenzayo kuphela. Kulanto abayenzayo mese ngathi ngiyayibona mina, engiyibonile akula lokuthi ngiyibonile.
So ababhizi ngakho umthatha ama-serial number waphiwa ngkhona
hayi kade nisekhaya kathe sithe sifika sile wafika sile abantu nalaba ababebhalisa ukuvota lapha sike sisakhamisa phakamaza abuza ukuthi kathi manje nje wathi sibhalisa ukuvota lapha kuvunywe into omunye umuntu efike lapha ethatha ama-serial number lawo. So ukhombisa ukuthi vele ukhanya babuya bafika bathatha ama-serial number bebethatha ngesitoti bafika bethi kusebhungale ama-number lezi ziyafuneka ema-ofisini. So vele akulanto abayenzayo baqhubekisa isitoti vele umnankagwa kulanto ozayitshintsha ngoba vele yena wabunya kudala kumgaba kathi yena umnankagwa vele anti sitiki loku kumgaba vele akulanto etshintshile lapha kuloku kuyinto eyi-one vele.
Siyawuzwa kakhulu ke khonapho ke mnumzana. So kodwa ubona ngizani kuyaguquka yini kumbe kuyahlala kunjani?
Hayi akula nto engaguquka ukuthi iguquke nje kuphela ukuthi thina abantu bezimbabwe kumele sibambane siyekele ukubizana sithi labo kula mashona kula mandebele sibambane sifayithane le nto eyi-one kumele sibekwazi ukuthi singabantu bezimbabwe isitha sethu sisodwa i-ZANU PF kuphela thina abanye la sibambane sikwazi ukuthi sizathi ma sesiya kukhetho sikwazi ukuthi sinebandela i-one esifuna ukuyalivotela okuningi sizathi sesikubona ngemva kokhetho.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu kodwa ubona zani kuyavotwa kukhululekile abantu becabanga ukuthi bavotela umnankagwa kumbe omunye kuhamba njani?
Ye lapho kunzima khona ngoba sebeqalisile ukuthatha ama-serial number ngikhona nala usho ukuthi vele sebeqalisile kona ukwenza isitoti ngoba sebeqalisile ukwenza isitoti already vele asazi ukuthi okunye angikhona sesiza kubeka kuNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu nguye esekwazi.
Sibonge kakhulu ke mfo kaCleopas Nkomo ongathini lokusasa mnumzana.
Hayi ngiyabonga.
So that is Mr. Cleopas Nkomo is in Botswana. Lucky enough we went through in Botswana, eh? Zimbabwe, South Africa and other countries, we are stuck.
Yeah.
No calls are going through.
That's
so
true.
People in South Africa, people in Britain, people in Zimbabwe, please today excuse us. We really apologize because the phones are not getting through. So just call it back. It's a phone. I'm getting a phone. So what Mr. Cleopas Nkomo was saying is that nothing has changed. He says, you know, people back home were having their serial numbers of the registration slips. That is voter registration. Mm-hmm. They're being taken away and, you know, he says people are scared. Maybe I'm told that Honorable Joseph Chuma is back. Let's try him.
Yes. Honorable Chuma Muripo?
Yes, I'm back.
Yes, tinotenda zvikuru kuti matipangu va kumbotaura nemi kudai saka motiregerera vedu kuti takubatai kwenguva yakareba. Pane zvamukada kutaura here pamusoro pezvataurwa navamwe vaviri vachangopedza kutaura?
Well, uyapedza kutaura izvezvi uyu. Anodzika hake kuti munhuwo ari kupushawo agenda yakewo yemusangano wake hapana chakaipa kuita izvozvo. It's obvious even right now if you phone a ZANU PF supporter they will tell you gloriously about Mnangagwa as much as this fellow who knows the Cleopas was saying nothing has happened under Mnangagwa because obviously iye kwaari
Honorable Chuma, can I call you back? I'll call you back personally so that maybe all we can rectify this problem. So sorry, we can't hear him. So people are really saying we need to rectify this thing.
Yeah.
So we can see that we've got Metuli Moyo. Metuli Moyo, thank you for sending us a message. You're saying that 37 years of rule. Banigwe, a chance. What do you expect from 100 days? Wake up, Zimbabweans. Then Baka says, join hands with the rebuild Bulawayo team. Sibone ukuthi kwenzakala before it. Sibone ukuthi sithuthukise ke uBulawayo. Raymond Mapakata says, Johannesburg fair in corner. So kuzobuya le Priscilla Mtunga uthi, what are serial numbers? Serial numbers are voter registration slips. You know, in that registration slip, there's a number there. It's called a serial number. So I don't know the purpose of it, but maybe it's to distinguish Gibbs and Priscilla that we don't share the same registration slip. Maybe I got it there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe let's go to Dr. Swanda.
Tisatanda kuna Dr. Swanda. Mkoma Gibson, muripo yere?
Oh.
Yeah, tinotenda chaesho kuita moyo mrofi kwa maita. Tiba zile wana mashoko enyu?
Yeah, ini kita ya pa 100 days.
Chamanga mshitani sila Chamanga
mshangati chari kuro kuti kubasa vakapinda kubopa anonzi pamutudziyao rodzi dzinge dzaaraitiwo mabhazi achifamba achiinda kunana ganda varoi but izvezvi mabhazi akastaka akatonyura murodzi hapana pari kufambika ende kune nhamo isingatoiti saka zvinoratidza kuti hapana chavati vari kuita so far zvinongoratidza kuti situation itori wese kudarika zvayaitiwo vangasinge saka hapana chiri kuitwa ndochokwadi chiripo ndozviri pagraundi parizvino
saka kana makatarisa zvaitika mwedzi mitatu yapfuurai hapana kana chimwewo chamambonhongawo chamunoona sokuti chachinja chaita zviri nani kubva pazvakanga zviri mamwedzi yapfuurai hapana kana chimwe chama
chatinongonzwa mashoko chete ekungotiwo munhu anenge achiti ndichaitawo zvakati ndichakuitirai zvakati but kana taakuenda pagraundi kuti tione kuti zvaitwa zvii tinowana pasina chaiti
aiwa ndinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gibson he is simply saying that nothing has changed he is lamenting the state of the roads that buses cannot travel as far as they are supposed to go because the roads are just in a bad state. So he doesn't think that there has been any noticeable change within the past 3 months.
So looking at corruption, Dr. Spanda, you know, we can talk about what this gentleman has been doing in the past. You know that he has been camping on corruption. There are certain issues where you can actually trace and say, well, here he has been trying to knock it down. Remember, he has been championing the cause of the Anti-Corruption Commission. So do you see any, you know, light at the end of the tunnel in terms of him fighting corruption to the end?
No, there isn't. I think that what most of your callers have said there indicate the reality around President Mnangagwa's government, that there is a lot of hot air out there, there's a lot of good talk out there, but very little in terms of what's on the ground, in terms of what is actually happening. When you talk about corruption, the problem we have is that it seems as though these anti-corruption commissions are set up for specific individuals that have no political relationship with Mnangagwa's government or, in fact, are political competitors of Mnangagwa's government. For that reason, therefore, you could argue that the anti-corruption commission has become more corrupt than it was before you took power, because there certainly wasn't this serious targeting of specific individuals. You could guess which people Mnangagwa's anti-corruption commissions would be targeting over the next few months. You realize also that he talks up about him asking members of his government to declare their assets. And he say, well, the declaration of the assets is not going to be made public. Therefore, it is worth nothing. This is part of the big example of the big talk with nothing in the background. I think that is the assumption that the Zimbabwean people aren't clever enough to see beyond the smoke screen, to see that it's obviously not serious. It's meant as a public measure. There's still a lot of corruption in terms of the use of public resources. Look at ZBC, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, that continues to cover one political party when it is funded by the public purse, and every member of the Zimbabwean community pays into that, not to cover the First Lady every day, morning and night. And I think that that is a level of corruption that we do not need in the country, and that goes to the highest level of government. So really, where it matters the most, President Mnangagwa does nothing. Where it doesn't matter, he makes a lot of noise.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda, and stay on the line. So I'm told we've got two callers on the line. The first one is Shumba, the second one is Kumalo. So let's start with Shumba.
Yeah, Mkoma Shumba Muripo here. Aiwa, tiripo, tinotenda kuti maita mwe murefu. Tibatsirevo na mashoko yenyu nhasi.
Aiwa, inini ndinoona kuti 100 days zvemukuru izvi zvakanaka zvishoma pakuti hongu kumapurisa vagona muredha muchisina. Uri wanga wanyanyisa mapurisa avo sevatyairiwo tinotyaira asiita zvepakagara kumusha nekuti unenge wakushandira pamurodhi chete chete. Asi ukazotarirawo zvaitika munyika manje kuti tikatarisa sesu tiri kugokwe kuvarimi uku
kama nikoto ni akavaru wapangwa ya mgaro wakuma suri asata jokana na asi wali nikawani mshonga ni chika kwa ziyo kutikoto nilija pekwa seha kutori ina wala wato zaabuti akuto kundikana mabasa isi wanawesa senda kuma kama ni waka gara kutumba jawa
yeah
kutari sasakari kateri ya maredi ya umunu wa utiku mausato mapuni sasa na asi kublawai kwa njiku na asi kuwezi university wanawaru wa wakira tijia utoda kujija asiwa sasakari wanawapuni sasa asasora sasakari kutikuto kundikana siku urimende ikipo ye
Aiwa, tinote ndashukuru na mashoko yenyu duwe Mr. Shumba vanoti he's saying that the only thing that he appreciates is the reduction or the disappearance of roadblocks. That's the only thing that he appreciates that has happened in the last 100 days. He laments the cotton companies that have closed. They are not getting what the inputs and what the chemicals that they need for their cotton crop, and that jobs are not available. And he is very, very upset about the police beating up people at NUST today.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And then we've got Baba Khumalo. Baba Khumalo, what's that?
Njani?
Nyapila Khumalo, ungapho useZimbabwe?
NgiseZimbabwe kokodlwayo lapha insizwe.
Ah, kokodlwa umnyama, yes, siyakuzwa baba. So ungathini ngakwenziwe umnangako?
Ah, yazi uthi mina akula nto engiyibona yenziwe umnangako.
Mhm.
Akula lutho sibili ngoba umnangako kuyimi umnangako ngingende phawu into yakuqala kwami ukuthi ngawaqala wayenza imali.
Mhm.
Wakhuma omakhelwana baseduze lapha eSouth Africa, iBotswana, iRandi lasebenza lapha, iPula lasebenza la, abantu bakwanisa ukuthi babambe something ezandleni, uthuntu unxa eplana kuplana ele mali esandleni, ele mali esikhwameni, ele mali ebank, imali zitholakala. Yikho ungenza ukuthi umnotho welizwe phose ube ngcono, ngoba izithi zisikhuluma kunje kunzima ndoda ukuthi uyafuna ukwenza enye into imali ngekho. Umuntu uzakutsho ukuthi imali yakho ngilayo, kodwa imali kayiphumi ebhenki, imali isefonini, efonini imali kayiphumi. So kumele uhambe uyethenga impuphu, uhambe uyethenga isinkwa. Isinkwa singayithuthukisa ilizwe,
kuyahlupha.
Kuyahlupha. So umnangagwa yena ngayo into avele aqala ngayo, ngayo aqala ngemali. Into ekukhona efunakalayo lapha imali, lapho silandela zonke ezinye izinto lezi kube yimali. Ngoba bona labantu uhambe wabakhuluma laba emazweni lawa bathi abanye bathi sizabona ngemva kokhetho. So ngemva kokhetho abantu babe minjani? Isimo seba sinjani elizweni? Akuda kuthola abantu khona vele.
Kodwa phela uthi uyalwisana phela le nto eziningi lokuthi sezuza imali 3 billion yonke leyo baba Khumalo. Uthi sewazuza 3 billion yabantu
bezizwe.
I
3 billion leyo izawuya emaseleni akhe phela lokho ngayikhabinethi okhona amasela wodwa. Ayisezisebenze lethu vele ukuthi ngaye nawo lwana umuntu waqhayisa wafaka ikhabhinethi, wakhipha bonke abantu bezesikhundleni, waqhayisa ukufaka abantu abathize. Ngawe uyabonakala la manje ngamasela avele khona. Njalo kabalaleli abanye ungakhangela into abazeze ephalamende, nxa bebuzwa bayarabhula izandla vele batsho ukuthi uzangenzana, abathenze ukuthi vele bazoze benziwe lutho. Nemali ezabazidlayo abantu bazazibisela, bazoze bazivisele. Siyakwazi ukuthi vele ngamasela wodwa nalawa vele.
Wothi sicabangela ukuthi ngamasela ngaphandle bezefaka enkantolo phela, sololoke sibanakanele ukuthi ngamasela, akunjani?
Hayi, usebase umuntu yabukwazi ukuthi into into yaza ngayo ukuthi vele kanti 1.15 billion yayichatha ingazange ithathwe ngumuntu, kanti uyakwazi umbona wayithathayo.
Kubeka Khumalo.
Ngiyahlupha sibili, hayi mina vele ngibona ukuthi uvuya abazali wenza uzazoke efika sibili ukhetho esikhulekele ngikwe ngikukhulekela ukukhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu asinike upresident ozaba ngupresident ovele ongelacala ongelani ngoba ongelasici lo muntu oba ngumuntu okhangela ukuthi ngikhona ngifuna ukulungisa izwe leZimbabwe kube le notho ekhona eqondeni. Abantu abakhangele ukuthi uthi bona babona ukuthi upresident umuntu ozangena phakathi ufuna ukuba ngupresident, bamvotele umuntu akwanise ukuletha ilizwe esimeni salo sithe thina sikhula salifica isilo so siyiso ilizwe lisesimeni esasiyiso sona. Ngoba iZimbabwe ayilani into engelayo, yonke into ikhona, incethana namanye amazwe. So yikho okuqakathekileyo kwami ukuthi abantu asivoteni ukuya sifakene upresident ozalungisa ilizwe.
Ye, ungazokuthiwa ugodlwa omnyama sekhulumile kuya kusijoni kuma
baba.
Kwazokuthiwa ugodlwa omnyama sekhulumile kuya kusijoni.
Ngathi ugodlwa omnyama sekhulumile kuyaba kusijoni.
Ye.
Ngeba kusitsho ukuthi phela ugodla yomnyama ufuna izinto eziqondileyo, ufuna ilizwe libuswe ngendlela eyiyo engelabadlululo lokho okuyozabakutshela abanye abantu ukuthi hambanile hambanile, abantu ngabantu bonke siyafana, uNkulunkulu wasidala safana na sonke.
Usubethele isikhonkwane mfowethu, sibongele kakhulu.
Siyabonga baba.
Yeah, that is Mr. Khumalo is in Godla, that is Philip Busi. He says the first thing that President Mnangagwa was supposed to do was to tackle the money problem. He says, apart from money, you know, there's nothing you can do when you don't have money.
Mm.
He says, get money, then you do almost everything.
Yeah.
I guess we've got another caller.
Yes. Tina, yeah. Tina, Aruzivishe. Muripo, Erava, Aruzivishe.
Muripo.
Maita, enyu. Muchidimbu, tipewa mashoko enyu.
Mjambu, nandazwa kuti President Mnangagwa wa Zapa Pinda. Hapana chungu chabichanga ya kuchinja. Mkatarira wana wanu wakuma college yuko.
Eh.
Wakangu gara na zino. Hapana employment ya mboti ya tempo kuti warikuronga.
Eh.
Kumu wangu kwa ura huko. Kwa tigurungo ita gawe. Kwa tigurungo itu wanene mkuru.
Shama mchita, shama nga mchita ni sarawati chinga ya chinga chinja. Chak eta sichi.
Kwa eta sarawati chungu 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 mabasa wana basa kizwa mabasa wana kuzakuma koleju kani kuti wana wana mbika kuchikoro rompeza wongo gara apana kana kili piki ya kutu wazi zironga si kutumbo zivonizi
mungala kwa wapa nguwe ya kadini kutipa gadiri sesu
nguwa ya chota kawa pakari zipenzeze nyezi saka atikuto wana watu waruto kundi kama
aiwa dada shinza na zite enyu duwe Mr. Aruzivishe is saying that nothing has changed at all. He's worried particularly about the employment of the students, you know, recent graduates from university. They are just sitting at home and there's no work. And he says that he's not giving them any more time because they had 37 years to do something good for the country and they don't need any more time to continue doing what they are doing.
Yeah, Dr. Spanda, I think you can hear people saying a lot of things here. Can you actually relate to what they're saying?
It's notice what most of your callers have said, but let's go back a little bit here and talk about the issue of the first 100 days, whether or not that's too little time for us, for any government to make specific changes and to move the economy forward, or for us to be able to look at economic fundamentals and see whether or not some movement is taking place. Clearly, and to be honest, 100 days is a lot of time in 2018 for economic movement, for the fundamentals to change. Because what you're looking at is that investors look at the prospects that the country is going to be run appropriately, that they can trust the regime that's in power. So the conditions for investment will have improved. What we have seen in the last 100 days is that the economic fundamentals haven't come back into place. The Zimbabwe Stock Exchange hasn't performed any better. The president talks about some of the good things he has done, bringing in 3 million. And earlier on, we heard that there's a claim that 3 billion, and there's a claim that 4 billion has improved the economy. And I will tell you why that is not true. It may be a promise, but as of now, that is not true. And that is if you do political economics, it's very simple to tell whether or not it's true. If 3 billion has been injected into the economy, or if there is a reasonable prospect that 3 billion will be injected into the economy through investment, and that a further 4 million will be injected into the economy, what you will start to see is the movement in the money crisis that callers have been talking about. The availability of money, money becomes available on the streets, because all those that are keeping money in the banks and aren't distributing it in the economy, they have 3 billion available. It's just to move about. For as long as there's no money on the streets, no one should listen to any of these potential lies about investment and more money coming in. We
Thank
will
you,
see
Spanda.
That when the economy responds.
Thank you very much, Dr. Spanda. And we've got a very special person on the line. Gift Moyo. Sorry, Gift, we can't take you now because time is up. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening. Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, who is a political analyst based at Huddersfield University in London. We also thank Honorable Joseph Chuma, a ZRPF lawmaker based in Bulawayo. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We hope you are going to join us again tomorrow on the show, The Connection. That is the youth show. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. We'll see you again next time. Thank you so much.